Monday's sweltering heat had largely subsided by dusk, and as hundreds of people gathered behind Congress Street United Methodist Church, the mood was relaxed, even jovial. That changed when Pastor Clarinda Crawford took the microphone and read the names of the Orlando shooting victims aloud.
Javier Jorge Reyes. Jason Benjamin.
As she read, colorful paper lanterns the size of beach balls were released into the darkening sky. After lighting each other's candles, attendees began the 20-block trek down Main Street to the courthouse square to protest gun violence and show religious tolerance and solidarity with the LGBT community. Cindy Haley works with children at Lafayette Urban Ministry and says after the Newtown, Connecticut shootings, she decided to do everything she could to fight gun violence.
And it's just ridiculous, and I've had enough.
Along the route, well-wishers offered bottles of water and replacements for those whose candles had burned down to waxy stumps around their fingers. There wasn't a speech or rally planned downtown. Most people just took the time to think. Remy Thomas says after the attack, terrorism seems a lot closer than it did just a week ago.
Having such a direct attack happen like to a specific group of people that you actually belong to, it really kind of makes it real.
The 350 people completely circled the block around the county courthouse. After an hour or so, they blew out their candles and left. For WBAA News, I'm Sarah Fentum.